Thanks, you, Thurston. Particle density is an inherent sort of property, and you basically, let me look at this. We basically use it to determine the porosity, soil porosity. In civil engineering, they use the particle density and express it as a specific gravity. In place of measurement, often we use a value of 2.65 grams per cubic centimeter, which is a density of quartz. There are two basic methods that we use to measure particle density in the lab. One is picnometer, water picnometer. We use approximately 10 gram sample in one of those small picnometer bottles. And the other procedure is gas picnometer. We can use a much larger sample, about 90 to 150 cubic centimeters in bulk sample that we can use in a gas picnometer. I'm not going to go through the procedures to show you how to determine particle density with the gas picnometer, but basically there are two chambers in there, a gas chamber and a sample chamber. And if we know the volume of the sample chamber and gas chamber, and we put a sample of soil in there with the volume of the solids in there, and we measure two pressures, an initial pressure and a final pressure, and based on those two, we can use the Boyd's law, gas law, P1 V1 equal to P2 V2, and we come up with the equation, basically, that we can determine volume of the solids based on the volume of the gas chamber and sample chamber and pressures that we have measured, P1 and P2, or PI and PF. In place of that equation, we can use a standard curve. We measure a number of standard samples, and we come up with a calibration equation or calibration curve, and we can use that in order to determine the particle density. So it's fairly fast and quick in some respect. The procedures that is described in method of soil analysis and also ASTM becomes using research-grade helium instead of air. And the reasons that are given for it is that the helium does not absorb unsoiled particles, and it more obeys the gas law than air does. So that's the reason that we use. However, using helium in the lab requires you to have a gas tank, which is a safety issue, so it requires special handling, also costly. It's not inexpensive research grade, but it costs you about $250 for a tank of gas. You don't use a lot of it, but you have to purchase it anyway. The questions that we had was, can air or vacuum be used instead of helium to determine particle density of soil and other materials? For that, we had objectives. The first one was compare particle density of a wide range of soil materials that we collected across North Carolina using a commercial gas picnometer, and compare the gas picnometer with an inexpensive vacuum picnometer that we developed in-house, designed and developed it in-house, and compare water picnometer and gas picnometer for determining particle density of selected number of samples. And finally, we wanted to relate measured particle density to soil texture, because we know that bulk density is related to soil texture, but we want to know whether or not particle density is also related to soil texture. For that purpose, we had a student, REU student, a couple of years ago, Kelly Flora. She collected basically 61 soil samples across North Carolina from the coastal plain all the way to the mountains, different textures. And we added three different sands, and also we took a granite piece of granite rock and crushed it and make it to pass 2 millimeter sieve to use it for another sample. Of these samples, we used 59 of them to determine the particle density using both helium and vacuum. Then we selected 25 of these soil samples, two of the sands and one the crushed granite, and we measured the particle density of all these 28 samples, again using helium, air, in a commercial gas picnometer, and using the vacuum, using the homemade device that we have. And we used 12 of these samples also, of these 29 samples, to measure particle density with water. These particle soils represented 11 of the 12 textural classes. The only thing that was missing in our sample was silt, and that's really hard to come by to collect the silt sample. We use a commercial gas picnometer for the helium and air, compressed air, AccuPic Model 2 1340. The cost of it, based on my last check with the Fisher Scientific, which is a vendor for North Carolina State and we can buy those equipment through Fisher without going through the bidding process at $14,000 to $15,000. And the homemade vacuum picnometer that we had used atmospheric, basically air. The cost of it, we can put it together for $300 or $400, excluding labor, but labor is now really a lot of labor involved in it. We also use a tensiometer, which most of us have, for measuring tensiometers, for measuring pressure, and we use the vacuum pump to create vacuum in the lab. So the cost of running it is basically next to nothing. I mentioned to you that we measured the helium particle density using helium, using the commercial picnometer, two different times. Here is the relationship between the first run and second run, and it's fairly basically on one-on-one. That means that the procedure is basically reproducible, so we can trust this method that can give us consistent values for particle density. When we compare the commercial gas picnometer particle densities with the one that we use, the vacuum picnometer, we see that the vacuum picnometer gave us a lot higher values for majority of the salts that we have in there compared to the commercial gas picnometer. When we looked at the commercial gas picnometer for using helium, the particle densities we measured varied between about 2.5, 2.75, with an average of 2.64 grams per cubic centimeter, which is what we use basically as a default value when we use the particle density to determine porosity. Here is the relationship between the sand content and particle density using helium. And we do not see really any relationship in there. Basically, sand content does not have much impact on particle density when we measure it with helium. In contrast with vacuum, we see that the greater the sand content, the lower the bulk density, the particle density. And so the particle density goes to about 2.65 as the sand content increases. When we look at the clay content versus particle density, again, we do not see a much difference in the particle density with respect to the clay content. So there is not much relationship in there. In contrast, for the vacuum picnometer, we see that there is an increasing relationship, and the higher the clay content is the higher particle density that we have measured. When we look at the seal content, again, not much relationship with the helium, but the relationship with the vacuum picnometer is all over the place. So there is a relationship in there, but it's not really a high correlation, basically, between those measurements. I showed you this graph before that showed you vacuum picnometer versus the gas picnometer using helium. And here is when we measured with air in the commercial gas picnometer. Similar results as the vacuum, that we got much higher values for particle density when we use air as opposed to using helium. And when we compare the air with the vacuum picnometer, that's a commercial picnometer using air versus the homemade for the 28 samples, we see it's almost one-to-one relationship, although we had a little bit higher values for the vacuum picnometer than we have for the gas picnometer. Needless to say in here that for every sample, for every measurement, it takes over half an hour, about 40 minutes, to measure particle density using a gas picnometer, a commercial gas picnometer, as opposed to about 30, 40 seconds for helium, for using the vacuum. So it's a much faster procedure as opposed to the commercial one. We also measured it with water for 12 samples. When we look at the coarse texture material, sand material here, we don't see that much difference between the particle density determined by all three procedures. When we look at the helium versus the water, again, the samples, the differences are very small, although the water samples or measurements are slightly less, but we can say that they're statistically different. The numbers for the water are the average of three, basically, replications. And with the respect to helium, helium was much higher for the samples than water or gas picnometer. Why are there differences among particle density determined using helium, air, and vacuum? Well, adsorption of air on surface of particles has been given basically as one sample, one reason. That's why they say use helium instead of air. And in fact, Kelly Flora, who collected the samples, she also did a surface area measurement, and these are her data for surface area measurement. When we relate it to the vacuum picnometer, we see that there is an increasing relationship. The higher the surface area, because the higher the clay content, the higher particle density. So there is a relationship in there. However, how much air can absorb on the surface of particles, and how fast the absorption desorption of air on the solar surface of particles, because the vacuum pycnometer, as I mentioned, you take about 30 seconds to measure, you know, make a measurement. So it's very, fairly quickly. Another explanation that it may be true, and I'm just speculating on it, and I've talked to Josh Heitman about this, and we need to talk probably to a soil mineralogist, a soil chemist, is that when you look at a grain of sand, there is not much porosity on the surface of the sand particles. Whereas when we look at the BT horizon, the clay particles in there, there are a lot of internal surfaces, porosity in there. And the same thing for the sea material in our area for saprolite, if some of you are familiar with it, there are a lot of internal pores in there. And perhaps air can get in and out of these pores and helium cannot. And that could be one reason for it, but that's the only thing that we can speculate at this time. So in conclusion, there's a significant difference between particle density determined by a commercial gas pycnometer using helium and air, and also with the vacuum pycnometer. Particle density determined by water pycnometer is fairly similar to particle density measured in helium. Particle density determined by gas pycnometer method using air or vacuum is highly related to the clay and sand content. And before I finish, I'd like to leave you with a question. If you are going to determine porosity, which method is more suitable? If you want to look at the water flow, and if you want to look at gases flow through the soil. And with that question, if there is any time, I'll be glad to answer any question that you may have.
Yeah, we have time for a couple of
Okay. Thank you for your talk. My question is, do you have any standards, reference materials used for these types of measurements?
The commercial pycnometer comes with different standards, basically spheres, you know, the globes, the small ones. Okay. That they are exactly, they give you up to about six digits for the volume of it. For the commercial gas pycnometer, we machined a bunch of plexiglasses, rods, and measure their volume, basically, and then use it also in the gas pycnometer to confirm the volume that we made measurements. So that's the standards that we use.
Thank you.
You also can use water.
Sure. Have you tried to estimate the amount of air that will be absorbed in the unit of air?
I've never measured the amount of air that can get absorbed on the surface of particles. Some of our samples, for example, that we ran, it took over 40 minutes or 50 minutes. And also with other material that we have used to measure the density, you know, the particle density of different material like substrate, like pine box and things like that. And using helium, some of these are absorbed helium, so it takes longer to make the measurements. But because you're measuring pressure in there, it really shouldn't make that much a difference. And I'm not sure that, you know, all the helium can get absorbed, but how many layers of it can absorb to the soil? It's not like water that you have a large volume of it. So I'm not sure that the absorption of air or helium on the particle is really, but I have never measured it, and I'm not aware of anybody that has done that measurement.